Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azilet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatelin, Bahetz Kabel, Eshtami, Tukad Am Hizbeya, Lotikbi. God bless my father's children here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, affectionately known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. Well, God bless you, each and every one of you, every single one of you, and may God, well, I pray that each and every one of you have a blessed life. And the things of life, you do have it. Now, I tell you something. You can call. We will not be doing spirit messages, but I think I am. I think I'm going to do some messages a little bit tonight. But we're going to have our guest first, Mona Magic. We're going to have her. But I tell you what. Well, let's just listen to this. Let's listen to this one, okay?
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN and ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
And yeah, we have Mona Magic with us. All the way from England, we have Mona Magic. And I tell you something. Well, she has a program on Blog.co, at least did have one. And with that program, she has interviewed a lot of people, In fact, my cell phone, well, it's been quite a while. Yeah, it's been quite a while. But she's interviewed me. And I have learned through the years to love her, just to love what she does. And with that, well, it's 1 o'clock there. We got to hurry on up. Well, yeah, it's 1 o'clock there, you know. So I'm not going to hold her long. I'm not going to keep her long. I just want her to work for an hour, just 1 hour. And that is it. So hello, Mona. How are you doing?
Hello, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Now, will you tell me, do you still have a program on Blog Talk or not?
Yeah, I do, actually. I have, for those of you over there, I'm actually American. I'm from over there, raised in San Francisco, lived in Chicago for a while at least. And, yeah, I have actually, I still do have my program over there, or through Blog Talk Radio. It's just I just don't do it as often because I do personal interviews. So I do Blog Talk when I can, but not as often as I used to.
Well, I tell you what. Can you tell us about a guest that was on your show, well, maybe sometime, a person that was on your show that had you fascinated?
Well, it could only be you. I mean, I've had you on my show, I believe, twice, actually. The first show was about hoodoo, and then the other one was the I don't remember the exact title, but we were talking about the most fascinating book, and it was about the Bible. I've had you on my show twice, but I've had over, I would say, about a good, maybe, well, I've had about a good 300 shows on Blog Talk, and I've only broadcast, half of those for various reasons. And I have a YouTube channel. Everything is, / Mona Magic. And I, have gone over all over the world and interviewed people personally, Singapore, Germany, Dubai, Spain, the UK, of course, and the United States. So I've gone all over the place, and that's what I do. I interview people, I give readings, and everyone knows that I, help as many people as I could possibly help.
Well, I hope that you don't get me, you will get me again, but, well, first of all, can you tell us a root work recipe or some kind of recipe that works undisputedly for finance? Do you know any type of root work that works for finance?
Well, unlike most practitioners, I actually, I guess a history about who I am. I actually have my background is I work with spirits, and I work with the spirits of my, well, the ancestors of my family and other spirits. And I come from a family of long generations that have done this, and typically, it's a matter of request and relationship to the various spirits that you request certain things that you want, or certain situations that you'd like to have favorable on your behalf. And I would have to say, any type of request or way that you could possibly work with could be successful. I would have to say, unlike most areas out there, or most paths out there, you have a certain way to get like finance, or get the man, or get the job, or whatever the case may be. And I just really don't have a particular way, to say, okay, fine, this is what I need to get, because I'm always, every single day that I wake up, I go to sleep, I walk, I am always working with the spirits. I'm always working with them, always talking to them, always, giving, let's say, dedication and, let's say, love to. So it's just really a matter of speaking, really a matter of asking that I get or something happens. It just happens. However, there have been occasions where, you know, you want something and you just don't get that. And it's not to say that it's a matter of odds, you know, or wishful thinking. It's understanding that some things are not meant for you to have because it's not in your best interest, or it should be something that you should work towards, you know, in a different way. So I don't have a particular method that I work towards things. It's really understanding and having that relationship of knowing what to ask for and knowing what not to ask for, and then really knowing actually what you should get off your ass and do, and stop asking, you know, like it's like the spirits of some genie or something like that. So it's having that relationship and understanding what you can and what you cannot ask for.
Well, do you find that the spirits come to you more or less now? Do you find that the spirits listen to you better now, or maybe it was before that they listened to you? But really,
well,
when
I grew up, in my family, everyone has a gift, and it's decided really before you're born, and then you're groomed for that.
Right.
One of the things that I'm really good for, or let's just say I'm groomed for, is working with the spirits. And so I wasn't allowed really to read books or to learn things a certain way, because a lot of the books out there, a lot of the ways out there taint you. Many people have the ways of, you know, you read this and you do, you know, you do these particular rites, or you do this, you do that, or you pick up this book and you walk into it. Well, the bottom line is that if you don't pick up a book to learn sex, or you don't like pick up a book to learn how to take care of a child, unless you're picking up the Dr. Spock book or something. But it's something I have learned to work with, and I don't know, and I didn't learn right or wrong. You learn once you pass a certain let's say threshold, you are taken into, let's just say, that crossroad, and you want, and then you're taught. You're taught by gnosis, and you're taught by the spirits, and or with the spirits, and then you speak to your elders, you speak to your grandmother, your aunt, you know, the people who are in that circle, that group, and then they teach you and they help you understand exactly what you've learned or how to deal with what you've learned, and with that, I've learned that the more I, or let's say, the less I communicate in an armchair occultist way, the better off I am. So I try to stay away from a lot of armchair occult books, and don't buy as many books. I mean, I've got loads of books that I don't read because it's someone else's reinterpretation and someone else's way of reinterpreting usually somebody else's experience. Because over the years that I've actually interviewed lots of people, I can tell right off the bat, you know, who has done what, who has not seen whatever, who has actually met this, you know, who has actually done, you know, the real and the good and the bad, the fake and the authentic. And there's a lot of people out there who claim to be who they are, and you know, have just even come on the forefront of the occult, life, and they really have just read a lot of other people's books and do really great books or pretend to do whatever they do, and they don't know jack, or they haven't really experienced a lot, and there's a lot of them that have experienced a lot. And it's by possible possession of other spirits that they have actually been privileged to certain aspects, but it's only for short-lived time, because, as you know, that it takes a lifetime to really experience a lot, and you just don't get it overnight. So my experience has actually been elevated because of my commitment and my dedication.
Right, right, right. Okay, hold on 1 second. We'll be right back.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, the quick instant blessing. Be there.
Okay, we have Mona Magic here all the way from Mario, England. It's Mona Magic. Well, now, what I wanted to ask her was this. What type of situations have you seen where the, the magic of the situation or whatever, if it was hoodoo or whatever, but that the person was turned around because of it? He was turned around because of that magical situation. Now, if you know which type, we'd like to hear that.
That's a hard one, actually, because I'm trying to think of all the years. I mean, I've been, you know, unlike yourself, of course, who have been a practitioner for way longer than I have. I've experienced some healing. I was in Chicago, and I think that people have to realize that it's not about witchcraft, it's not about hoodoo, it's not about voodoo, it's not about, you know, any type of spiritual intervention. A lot of it has to deal with the relationship and between the both worlds and how that gets channeled through that particular practitioner. One of the most profound experiences that I've ever seen in my life was when I was visiting from San Francisco to Chicago, and I had gone to this spiritualist church in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And this was some years back, and I wasn't brought up in a church at all, but I had gone to the spiritualist church, and I didn't know exactly what to expect. And I saw this one man walk up, and all of a sudden, this worker, this practitioner, was not a, let's just say, he wasn't a, as you may think, a spiritualist. I'm not talking about like a Christian person or anything. He was just a spiritual person. He didn't have any type of label on him. This man basically said a couple words, and the man who could not walk with the cane walked out without a cane. The man who basically could not really functioned after this man did what he did. And I have experienced lots of things where people have come out of delusional states of possession or whatever, you know, state they were in, to be totally cured and healed. I have come out of, you know, I have seen people become, you know, out of their extreme addictions to not being addicted, you know, to, you know, even seeing a particular, you know, ghost that haunt, as people call them, you know, in this particular instance, poltergeists and things like that. I've seen that just go away. I have seen so much, whereas that my belief in everything that I do has been validated over and over and over again so many years that I am a testament that I would not believe in half the stuff that I practice and believe in if I did not see it in there to be a witness. So there have been many instances where I've seen from one aspect of 0 to 180 total change in a situation. So I am definitely a believer, and those are my experiences that I have witnessed.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you again. Well, what can someone do to connect to their spiritual self?
I have to say that my experience that I, you know, the way I was taught as a child, you don't know any difference, and you don't know right from wrong. You don't know what you can and cannot do. When I was younger, I was a gymnast, and I used to be the most flipping child ever. You know, I did things that I didn't even, you know, I didn't know that I, you know, you don't know that you can hurt yourself to fall. You don't know that you can jump that high or do something. You don't know your limits. You don't know what failure is. And as a child, I didn't know that I could not connect. I was told to connect and to do because it came easy. So I would have to say, you know, that cliche of becoming a child and not limiting yourself, because I believe that most people, you know, they have a lot of goetic rites to connect to the spirits. They have a lot of rituals, and, you know, either be hoodoo, voodoo, or, you know, some of the darker arts that say that they connect you to the various spirits. But the bottom line is that, a couple mojo words just don't do it. It does not cut it. You have to have that. You've got to let yourself go, and you have to connect to your inner self. You've got to connect to your actual soul, your inner spirit, to connect, because yourself cannot connect to anything other than to another person. But your inner spirit and self, your inner spirit, your inner soul can connect. And as a child, you know, the easiest thing to do is doing it by a child. I'm not talking about a child in their teens. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about a smaller child who does not know, who's not been tainted by movies and Disney and supernatural Hollywood stuff. I'm talking about raw inner spirit stuff. And a lot of that connects through love. When a person knows love, they know to connect to that inner self. And sometimes also to hate. Hate connects to that inner self of that being, that inner gut that actually connects to that another spirit will actually pick up on. So it's that inner self that you actually have to dig into, and most people don't know themselves to connect, to actually extend themselves to that particular realm of connection. Most people feel that I say a prayer, which is a chant, I say a prayer or I say a chant or I go into a ritual, yeah, that's okay, but it doesn't do anything because it's just a bunch of words. Words are words carry vibrations of power, but unless you connect to those vibrations within yourself and those inner vibrations of self, you really cannot connect on that level within that realm, within those parallel that parallel world that can connect you to the inner spirits to help you to do what you need to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what can a person do to stay spiritually fit? Because it's a lot of stuff out here now. So if you need fitness, what can you do? What can you do for it?
Well, I would suggest for people to shut down a little bit, because there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, I'm appalled by the many stuff out. I mean, when I started really getting into the occult, it hasn't been that long, actually. It's been only about 20 years, I would say, at the most. Probably the last 15 years I've actually gotten into the cult, because I totally didn't want to get into it, because there's a whole bunch of garbage out there. You know, you've got people who really get into Aleister Crowley, and you know, then you've got, you know, the various other very popular occultists out there, like Grant and Barnes and things like that. You've got a lot of occultists out there that people really look up to, and a lot of them are ceremonial occultists. You can pick up these old books But a lot of them had to do research, and a lot of people look up to these people. But the problem is that you've got to look inside yourself first. And to stay spiritually fit is to really get rid of all these, don't trash your books, but just put them aside and start really taking that time of finding out how can you connect first and not really tainting yourself. It's sort of like not having alcohol for a whole month or something, going on a fast, not really trying to think that, okay, fine, if I read this book, all of a sudden now I'm going to get up to this point. No, you really got to condition yourself not to be conditioned. You know, it's almost like garbage in, garbage out. Don't eat bad food, you know, you won't get fat, or you won't, you know, you'll have good health. You know, don't smoke, you won't get whatever. It's about purity within your system, purity within your mind and your heart and your soul, to really condition yourself. And then, you know, when it's time, get back into what you feel that you should read or do. But it's about taking those steps to purifying yourself with the garbage that's out there. Because you're right, there's lots of garbage that has been reinvented. Because if you look at it, the little pamphlets that you used to buy at the many little, you know, stores are as good as these books that have 500 pages of everybody else's work. So it's really about you actually working with the spirits, because if you work with the spirits, you know, and you read the older books, you can get just as much as you, well, even if not more, than these new books out here. It is not to really discredit any of the newer books that people make, because there are some fine authors that are fine occultists and practitioners out there. It's just that they're few and far between.
Oh, well, okay. Well, okay, you have really answered it for us. Well, thanks a lot, Mona, for coming on our program. And I tell you, some of your stuff, you've got to just listen to it. You got to just know it. But thank you, Mona, for being here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, there's Mona Magic. That's all I can say. And, Tune in. Just hold on. We'll be right back.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the New Moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, now, you heard Mona Magic, and her site is Mona Magic, MonaMagic. A-L-K. No. Mona Magic. MonaMagic. Yeah. Mona Magic. And you can go to that anyway. You can go to that as soon as you get the chance. Yes, sir. Now wasn't that something you all? Now that was a lovely, lovely person. A lovely, lovely interview. Well, all of you who are waiting, well, I'm ready now, and I can give the spirit reading, and I'll start with this one. Area code 704, this is Papa
Hey.
Say, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
I had a couple questions. I had a couple of questions. The first one is, why do I always meet men? Well, my kids' father, they always turn on me, and it's like they become my enemies instead of being my friends.
Well, you're trying to find the wrong person. You're trying to find the wrong person. The man, you fool with the wrong one too. But the man that you fool with is really just a replacement. You have the type of man that you want, and you should start looking for him instead of just going with anybody. And as far as the other men are concerned, oh boy, I hate to say it, but you should have some kind of restrictions for yourself. You should have some kind of basis that you would deal on. You should have the type of person that you're looking for. And you just don't pay attention to them. Just forget them. Just forget them. Say hello, how are you, and that's it. That's it. Go on your merry way.
I have one more quick question. I've been attending two churches. What church should I relax at, and why?
There's a church that is a holiness church, a Pentecostal church. That's the one you should go to.
Dang, you good.
Good.
Has somebody ever used? Why should I be at that church?
Oh, because it's a lot better. You will you use your gifts more often if you go there. Now, if you go to the other one, they'll treat you right and all that. But this one is better. This one's better. It's better for you. And it's better. It's better just because of who you are.
Okay, so, well, has somebody ever used witchcraft on me before?
Say that again?
Has somebody ever used witchcraft on me before? Like voodoo, bad voodoo?
Yes. But it wasn't that important, and it wasn't that much that it could do. Because
why did they quit?
They quit because they could sense God in you. They could sense God, and you've been with as long as you are there, God will protect you. And see, that's the only reason why you've gone through it. You haven't had any trouble with it, none, and you won't. You won't. I tell you, you won't.
Who was it?
Who was it?
Who was it that used witchcraft against me?
It was the woman, but she was.
It was. What'd you say?
It was a woman, but she was in love with your husband, with your man, if you want to put it that way. She wanted your man. That's why she did it. Because she wanted your man.
Okay.
Yeah, then I hope that this will at least make you happy. Okay? Well, God bless you.
Thank you. I'm gonna call you back.
Bye bye. Okay, bye bye.
Bye.
Lord. Okay. Something else. Okay. Area code 708, this is Papa Say, go on.
Hi, Papa Say.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you? I'm fine.
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm good, Papa Say. I'm calling because yesterday my daughter tried to call you, but she couldn't get through because of technical difficulties. But what she wanted to know was she's just got into a new relationship, I guess about 4 months ago, and she was calling to find out about that.
Hold it right there. A new relationship. She needs to get rid of that nigga.
Oh.
Get rid of him. He ain't no good.
Because she really likes him.
Yeah, she likes him. She like them all. Didn't you? You like those men long around you, but he didn't mean them no good.
Yeah.
Don't mean, and that one don't mean her no good.
Okay.
It don't. So she can be nice and, you know, hello, go out for a hamburger, that kind of stuff. But that's it. That's it. I would not entreat myself to him one inch.
Okay.
I would sit down and just watch him. That's all.
Yeah, I've never met him. She hasn't let me meet him yet, so I haven't met him.
Well, you know why, don't you? You the mom. Of course
yeah.
He don't want you to meet him because you gonna see him. You know,
okay.
I say he ain't nothing. He ain't nothing. As they put down, that nigga ain't shit.
Oh, okay.
That's it. So
okay.
You can be lovely and kind with it, but in all along, she has got to leave him alone. Or else, you know
okay.
What's going to happen? He will bring her down. He will bring her down. And I don't know what for, because she ain't got nothing already.
Well, you're right about that. Yeah, you're right.
She ain't got nothing.
You're right.
Just tell her to just be kind, be nice toward him, because he has a lot of problems.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, a lot of bothering him. But
well, do you see her with someone that she can be with?
Yeah, it'll be after the holidays.
Okay.
It'll be after New Year's,
Okay.
And in fact, she ought to meet him on New Year's.
Okay.
In fact, she just knows someone. She knows this guy.
Okay.
But, you know, all in all, tell her just to keep it cool and don't
okay.
worry about nothing. Just
okay.
keep it cool. Don't worry about nothing. And more than that, keep her panties on.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's what she can do. All right.
Okay.
Okay, God
right,
bless
sir.
You.
Thank you,
God
too.
Bless
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Eric goes, hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, this is Papa Say. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get a spirit message.
The spirit really concerned about you. The spirit is really concerned. He is helping you. He's helping you going, and he's helping you coming. Now, the spirit is really, really, really concerned about you. He's really concerned about you. And all you have to do, well, I'm going to tell you have to read your Bible. You have to read it. That's the only way you are going to hear, word of God, what it is that the Spirit wants from you. Just read your Bible. Read the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. And if you can teach that, your knowledge will grow. Your knowledge will grow. And your you will be strong in the Spirit. With them that way. And now, well, yeah, that's all. If you stay with that way, you will be strong. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. All right. Here comes somebody else. Erico 573, this is Papa. Say hello.
Hey, Papa, thank you for taking this call. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to know what Spirit has for me for this week.
Well, those people that you live close to, they will be in trouble.
Mm.
In fact, they will have to move.
Wow. Okay.
They will have to move. And in that, you will gain a victory. You will gain a victory.
Good. Good.
But those will move. Yeah, they show it up.
Okay.
They will be gone.
Wow.
They will be gone. They will not be there anymore.
Okay.
So says the Spirit. They will
All
not
right.
be there. Well, I can't tell you nothing better. Can't
okay,
tell you nothing
I know.
Better. Okay?
Yes,
All right,
sir. Thank
God
you. Bless. All right. God bless you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Here's somebody else. Area code 903. We have you. Hello.
Hello, Papa?
Yes.
Hi. I was wondering if Spirit could give me a message, please.
Oh, yeah. The Spirit can give you a message. He can give you a
message. I need a message.
You know, he can give you a message, yeah. He can give you one.
Okay.
1 second.
Okay.
What's happening with the man? What's happening with him?
Not a thing. Not a thing. That I know.
Oh, there's something. There's something now. There's something now. You might not even know about, but there's something now. There is something now. And when you find out about it, you know, just listen. Don't say nothing. Just listen to him. You know, act like it don't even concern you. It don't, because it don't concern you. But if you just act like it, if you just act like it, it will really, really, really get to him. It will really get to him. Because I think I see him calling you. I see him calling you. Yeah, that's going he going to call you. And with these different things happening to you, the only thing you have to be concerned about is just do what the Spirit says. Do what the Spirit says. So what is that? You're just going to be a woman. You're just going to be a lady. That's all. That's all. You know, I don't care. I don't care what he tells you. I don't care what he tells you. You just be a lady. That's all. And you will see the Spirit move. You'll see him, oh my God, you will see him say and do certain things that you never thought were possible. You never thought they were possible, but you will know it. You'll know it. You'll know it. Those are of him. They are of him, but You just stay still. Stay quiet. Don't even bother with him. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Papa.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you, Papa.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, here's somebody coming forward on area code 862. This is Papa. Hello?
Hi, Papa Say.
How are you?
I want to see what Spirit has to say to me.
The Spirit is concerned about your health. Your health means something to him. Now, it ain't bad. But your health is a concern. With that health, you have to be not worried, but just guarded. And you should use only those things which are healthy, which you can use, you can find it nearly anywhere. You can find it nearly anywhere. But those things are really something that is very, very, you know, very useful, very, very similar, such as fish oil. He wants that, you know, and those things. And, you know, with your hands and arms, I think you should take some, not olive oil, some, well, not castor oil either, but some kind of, almond oil or so, and rub yourself with it and pray to God. Because you will be better, okay?
Okay, yeah, I did go to the doctor today. I had a condition that I got to get treated for like the next 6 months, and I'm just wondering if someone is trying to do something to me because I have, you know, adversaries at work and in my family.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is trying to do something to you, whoever is trying to do something to you, it ain't going to come to no good. It ain't going to come to no good. So, even though that they are trying, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Now, if you want to know for sure, I advise you to take some ammonia, a half cell ammonia, put in your bath water. Put in your bath water. And pray the 91st Psalm.
Mm-hmm.
When you get up, to get out, don't get out. Stand up and to pull the plug out the drain. The water flow out. But say the 91st Psalm. Now that's all you got to do. That's all.
What
you
about
do.
My children? What about my children who won't do it? Because if I tell them that, they act like something wrong with me, but I see things where I know it's not right.
Well, for you, for those kids, they have got to learn. They've got to know. They've got to see. And you can't do nothing but let them. You can't do nothing but let them. You might tell them what's right. You might tell them what's wrong. Tell them which way things will go. But they have got to see it themselves. That's all you can do. Now, you can pray for them. You can pray for them. You can ask Almighty God to open their eyes and to open their mind. You know, you can ask him to do that, and he will do it. He will do it, but they have got to do it their own self. They have got to, you know, they've got to get rid of certain stuff, let certain stuff go. I see a boy. He's chasing a woman. He's chasing a girl. But don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. You know, certain things have to be that way. Certain things have to be a certain way. But if you will just pray, if you just pray for him, just pray that he would do what God wants him to do, then I tell you, Something will happen. Yes, it will.
Okay. Do you see me moving? I'm trying to get this house that used to belong to my mother.
You will move, but your move is not going to be this year. It'll be next year. You will move into the house, not this year, but the next year. It'll be after New Year. After New Year's, you'll be in.
Is it a
and
good move?
Oh, of course. That's a tougher place. That'll be a joyful place. That'll be a joyful place. At least, you will have peace. You have peace. Yeah, it's excellent. Excellent. And it will be for you. It'll be for you. Not about you, but for you. All right? Now,
okay.
God bless you.
Thank you so
God
much.
You.
Thank you.
Okay,
God bless you too, Papa Say.
Okay. Well, well, well. Well, here's another one. Okay. 340. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say. I'm just going to find out, can you tell me what will be going on around September 10th? That's within the next week.
September 10th? Well,
yes, sir.
I should tell you that that'd be my birthday, but you know.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, all in all, ooh, the September 10th will be, it'll be good for you. That'll be a good day. You won't have to run or you want to do nothing that day. It'll be good for you.
Okay.
It'll be good for you. So there is, you know, there is joy on that day. I don't know. What is that day? Is that somebody's birthday?
No. No,
yeah,
actually, it's something somewhat like a court day. I have to appear at court on that day.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, if you want to go to court on that day, you want to go to court on that day, why don't you pray the 51st Psalm, Psalm 51. Pray
okay.
that. And then you won't have to worry about a thing. Just pray it. And it will
okay.
keep you out of any trouble you think you can think of. Go on and pray it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. We got another one. 770. Hello?
Well, hello, Papa. Say, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I read your email today.
Okay.
I read today. And
uh-huh.
most I already dealt with. I already dealt with. And it was for you to pick up a hammer or something and to do something in that. Is you to pick
right.
up a hammer or something. Now,
what about the landlord?
The landlord?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, please. Yeah, with him, well, he gonna talk some stuff. He's gonna talk some stuff, but he ain't gonna do nothing. If I was you, I would just let them talk.
Okay.
I'd just let them talk, and I'd tell them what I knew, and that's all.
Okay.
That's all. But he gonna talk. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna talk, but it ain't gonna be no good. You just tell him the truth. You tell him
yeah.
that you're in the house, you're fixing on it, you're doing this, and so forth, so on, and just tell him. Just tell him. But, and then I tell you what he'll do. He'll walk away mumbling and mad and hot, but he ain't going to do nothing. He ain't going to do nothing.
So he ain't going to try to put me out?
Nope. 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 He sure ain't. He sure ain't. This will be a way of showing you that God controls you. God controls the things that happen to you. God controls whether or not you'll be here or there.
Okay.
Now, that's all. He will not be able to. I'm telling you, he will not be able to. All right?
All right.
So,
thank you, Papa.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless
you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, here's somebody else. Area code 706. Papa, say hello.
Hello, Papa.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and how are you? I just want to know what the spirit is saying.
You are going to have some goodness around you. Certain people are going to give you something, either a party or something like that, which will make you feel good. It will retire you or something. Now, with the party, do not be upset. Don't be ashamed. Don't be worried. Because this party is for you. It's good. It's good. And with the party, I want you to just clear your mind, relax, and enjoy it. Yeah. This is for you. This is for you. And God will, he will bless you in it. He sure will. He will bless you in it. Yeah, it'll be a blessing. He will bless you in it. All right?
So all God right. Bless you. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Papa. Bye.
You're welcome. Well, well, well. So many folks and so much time. Woo! We got a lot of people. Got a lot of people. Whole lot of people. Well, here's another one. 706, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. That's good.
How is the spirit reading?
You want a spirit reading? Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, you want a spirit reading. Oh, yeah. A spirit reading. The spirit is good for you. The spirit is good for you. In fact, the spirit, he ain't bad for you. He ain't never been bad for you. And he ain't bad for you now. The only thing that the spirit says is just keep on, continue to do what you're doing. Now, it's one thing you can hold up on, one thing, and that is your Bible reading. Read the Bible. Read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers and Deuteronomy. Read the first five books of the Bible.
Okay.
Read the first five books, yeah? The first five books. Read the first five books of the Bible. Now, those books will help you. I just see, it says Torah. It says Sefer Torah. She is to read the book of the Torah. Now, if you read those, God will give you so much knowledge and will tell you what to do. You'll be doing stuff for coming and going. You know, you will be his child, which he wants you to be. Now, I advise you to start reading, well, let's say tonight.
Okay.
I will advise you to read tonight. You know, one book you can start in Genesis. You start in Genesis and read so many chapters, and then tomorrow read so many more.
Okay.
And that's the best. Okay. All right. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, somebody again. Okay. 954. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say.
How are you?
I'm okay. You can hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, great.
Fine.
I want to know what Spirit says about my relationship.
Your relationship?
Yeah.
Your relationship. Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you about it. You will have a new relationship. You're going to have a new one. You ain't going to be with
nope.
this. You ain't going to be. Oh, you ain't? You'll be with another man. Yes, sir. You're going to be with another
okay.
one. And but I tell you what, this man, this one that's here now, he wants you and believes he'll have you no matter what. But he ain't.
Okay.
You will have a new man. You will have a new and just keep.
And is it somebody I know?
Yeah. You know him. Yeah, you know him. In fact, you know him right now. You can see him. You can see him. This man is yours. This man is yours. It doesn't matter what people say. This man is yours.
Okay.
All you got to do is just be there when you move. Just be there. That's all.
Yep.
Just be there.
Okay.
This is your man. Okay. God bless you.
Thank you, Papa. Say God bless you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, Lord. We get some messages now. We're getting some folks. Here's 917. 917, hello?
Hello, Papa?
Yes, this is Papa Say.
Yes, hi, Papa. Can you just give me a spirit message? Thank you.
A spirit message.
Yes.
You are walking across the street. You are walking across the street. And this street is the street for some of the things that are coming in your life. You will have blessings. Ooh, glory to God. You will have riches. In fact, you will be a woman which some people can't understand. They don't understand you now. But you will not be the type of people, you will not be one of the type of people that they will know or that they can understand. You will have the blessings of God from your head to your toes. Those blessings will be yours. No matter what anybody says, they will be yours. And you will be, God, you will be blessed. You will be bountifully blessed. You have so much. You have so much that anybody, your friends will say, oh, Lord, she's good, blessed by God. Good, blessed by God. Now, I don't want you to do nothing. I want you to do nothing. But just hold your hands, and let the right hand hold the left hand, and you pray to God that this thing takes place, that your good will be made manifest. Now that's all you have to do, just let the left hand, right hand, hold the left hand. The right hand, hold the left hand. And then pray. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. And then the Lord will take it upon himself to bless you most mightily. Okay? Well, God bless you.
Thank you, Papa. God bless you, too. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Another person. Okay, area code 704. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I was just wanting to get a... Yes, I feel pretty good. I want to get a spiritual reading.
Okay. All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
Well, when you're reading, the Lord says that you wanted to know something certain. It was something you wanted to know. And it's something that he's going to show you. Rather than you thinking of it, rather than you trying to figure this out, you will know it. You will pick it up. Now, the girl that killed your husband, the girl that killed your husband, well, now, some of the things, she's going to come back in her mind and going to know it. She's going to come back to herself and she's going to know it. But those things that you want to know, the things that you want to know, you will know them. You will know them assuredly. It will be your, oh, glory to God, it'll be your time. It'll be your time. You will know what God wants, and you will know how to feel it. You will know how to do what God wants. And you will do it. You will know how to be what God wants you to be, and you'll do it. Now, with that, you can't do nothing but just go ahead on. You don't have to worry about a thing. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Because all things are up to you. And the things that are up to you, you will be able to control them and to tell the Lord what these things are, the things that you need, the things that you want, the things that you can do. You can tell the Lord, and with those things, he'll tell you, He'll tell you just like that. You know, when you want something, you go to the Lord and you tell him, you know, can I have this, 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 and that? And he'll tell you, and you go on with it. But if it ain't for you, he'll say, No, you can't want that. It ain't for you. And that you won't want. You won't want it no more. Okay? Well, God bless
you. Okay. And thank you. And God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Sir. Well, you all. Let me see if there's any more. No, there ain't. No, there ain't. No more on here. There's no more. Ooh, we took care of a lot of people, didn't we? Yeah, 20-something people. 20-something people. And we had Mona Magic. We sure did. We had Mona Magic. Well, here's somebody else.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
And there is only one real hoodoo. And I told you about it. I told you about it. There is only one real hoodoo. And ain't that stuff with all the candles and all that mess. That is not real hoodoo. That is not real hoodoo. And there is only one, who's that? Me, Papa Say. There's only one. Only one. And will always be only one. It will always be only one. Now, I'm telling you, I'm telling each and every one of you, we had fun tonight. We found out something. Yeah, we did. We found out from Mona Magic just what's working and what ain't. Just what's working and what ain't. Because, well, how can I say? For everyone here, she has been a type of person. She has been a leader. She takes care of people, and she has kept on with that story, you know, throughout her life. Throughout her life, she has not changed. No, she has. She has not changed. And, well, when you're looking at her from England, I would say that she is doing pretty good. Yeah, she's doing pretty good. You know, somebody live over in England and come over here, he's doing good. He's doing very good. Now, I'll say it again. I want you to be here tomorrow. I want you to be here tomorrow because we have spirit messages, but we got something else with it. And what I'll give you is just the glimpses from the scripture of what you got to do. See, I'm the only person. Now, there's some people who will say that the Bible is full of hoodoo. It's some people who will attempt to make it like, but can't nobody give you the stuff that I gave you. He cannot do it. He cannot do it. Now, all he can do is talk about the Bible will help you, the Bible this, the Bible that, but they cannot tell you how the Bible can do that. See, I can tell you. I can show you. I can do it for you. And that's what I'm about doing. I am about telling you what things will work for you. What things? So tomorrow at 8 o'clock, at the same time, at 8 o'clock, you be here for what? For the thing of telling you what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about something? Because the Bible is the world's greatest hoodoo book. And I'm not just saying something. I mean it. I can prove it to you. Because a bunch of stuff which you want, you can get it just by reading the Bible. Now, I said it. Just by reading it. Now, I will not bother you anymore. No, I'm not going to bother you anymore. But God bless you and God keep you. Yep, God bless you and God keep you. May he lift his arms upon you, his face upon you, and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Now, y'all hear that, don't you? And the first thing they think, you would think, that sounds like a preacher. I ain't no preacher. I ain't no preacher. No, the preacher sound like me, a hoodoo. The preacher sound like me. And I would just have to say, there's only one hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, I'll be looking for you. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.